North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper will no longer defend the state's ban on same-sex marriage. That word comes after the U.S. appeals court that sets the precedent for North Carolina and several other states ruled today that Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. On a conference call with reporters recorded by WRAL, Cooper noted his office has previously defended North Carolina's same-sex marriage ban vigorously, but he says that will be changing.
Today we know our law almost surely will be overturned as well. Simply put, it's time to stop making arguments we will lose and instead move forward, knowing that the ultimate resolution will likely come from the United States Supreme Court.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to discuss this. Michael, first, why does a ruling in a Virginia case matter in North Carolina?
So the way our appeals court system works, the states that are within certain court of appeals, and ours is included with Virginia, it's North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland, any decision that reaches the appeals court that oversees all of that region, that sets a precedent. So an earlier Virginia case had struck down Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage. That was then appealed, and then today we found out the ruling on that appeal, which said, I'll give you a quote here, "We conclude that Virginia's same-sex marriage bans impermissibly infringe on its citizens' fundamental right to marry." So with that being the case, that is now the precedent for the other states that are in our region.
Well, does this mean that it's now legal for same-sex partners in North Carolina to get married?
No, it doesn't. There will be several things that happen next. First of all, before anyone can get can marry their same-sex partner in North Carolina, a judge will have to rule that specifically North Carolina's ban is unconstitutional. There are four cases playing out here. In theory, that could come down the road. But what will happen first is that likely the parties in the Virginia case will appeal either to the entire appeals court circuit. So the way it works basically is you have a small appeals court, a three-judge panel that made the decision. They could ask the entire appeals court circuit to view this and make a decision, or it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Some are saying that that is likely, considering that the Supreme Court also has another circuit that has ruled that these types of bans are unconstitutional.
Okay. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks.
Thank you.